The director, Alexander Payne, has set three movies, Citizen Ruth, Election, and About Schmidt, in and around his native Omaha, Nebraska. His new film, Sideways, is his first since moving to Los Angeles. A tipsy road movie, it tells the story of two unstable men on a Central California wine-tasting expedition. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
As someone who often ponders the pros and cons of alcohol consumption, I've wondered why no one talks about addicted Epicureans, why Alcoholics Anonymous members, at least in my circles, don't tell horror stories of Chateauneuf-du-Pape obsession or rent money blown on a 25-year-old Glenmorangie with an Armagnac wood finish. I admit, that doesn't sound as nightmarish as, say, waking up from a 3-day blackout on a rooftop, naked, covered in vomit, with two cops pointing guns. But there's a class of addicts for whom the connoisseur drive is closely allied with the drive to self-medicate. Epicures go sideways, too, big time. Which brings us to Alexander Payne's Sideways, an ingratiating Epicurean road movie with a steady ache, an ache like a red wine hangover. The protagonist, Miles, played by Paul Giamatti, is a recently divorced middle school teacher, unpublished novelist, and Pinot Noir freak. For him, it's not about getting blotto, or I should say, going sideways. It's about sticking his nose in the latest vintage, sipping, chewing, and savoring. One pronouncement goes, citrus, passion fruit, just the faintest soupçon of asparagus, and like a nutty Edam cheese. And it's about working his way down to the bottom of the bottle, phoning his ex-wife, and stumbling home to pass out like any other drunk. Sideways tells the story of a wine-tasting trip that Miles takes with his best friend Jack, played by Thomas Hayden Church, the week before Jack's wedding. Jack is a washed-up TV actor with a big chest, a tan, and a can-do California disposition, quite a contrast to Miles, who's paunchy, morose, and self-hating. But Jack is an addict, too. Despite his impending nuptials, he makes a play for almost every woman he eyeballs and ends up embarking on a whirligig, vaguely S&M affair with a tasting room employee named Stephanie, played by Sandra Oh. Jack encourages Miles to get cozy with Maya, a divorced waitress and wine lover, played by a radiantly blonde and even-keeled Virginia Madsen. Here, Miles explains, after a lot of wine, his adoration of Pinot Noir.
Why are you so into Pinot? I mean, it's like a thing with you.
I don't know. It's a hard grape to grow, as you know, right? It's thin-skinned, temperamental, ripens early. It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet, which can just grow anywhere and, thrive even when it's neglected. Nah, Pinot needs constant care and attention. You know, and in fact, it can only grow in these really specific little tucked away corners of the world. And only the most patient and nurturing of growers can do it, really. Only somebody who really takes the time to understand Pinot's potential can then coax it into its fullest expression. And then, I mean, oh, its flavors, they're just the most haunting and brilliant and thrilling and subtle and ancient on the planet.
You don't need a shrink to tell you that Miles has over-identified with that fragile little grape, or that for all his eloquence, he's also drunk on self-pity. In fact, some viewers will find the attraction of Madsen's Maya for Miles a little mysterious. It's not that Giamatti is totally unprepossessing, just that Miles's moroseness and intense I'm-a-loser vibe, and oh yes, alcoholism, don't exactly add up to the most promising boyfriend material. Sideways is closely based on a very funny novel by L.A. screenwriter Rex Pickett. As adapted by Payne and his partner Jim Taylor, it's like a gonzo teen comedy smacked upside the head by encroaching middle age and its attendant insults, by bodies and minds that don't recover as quickly or at all from relentless self-abuse, and by the unshakable sense that, as Shakespeare's Richard II puts it, I wasted time, and now doth time waste me. And yet, even here, there are patches of blissful connectedness, fleeting ones, somewhere around the second glass of that single vineyard Central Coast Pinot, moments when the wine stops time, softens anxiety, and opens up a new world of hope. This is a lovely film, more even-toned and less smug, I think, than Payne's last road movie about Schmidt. Payne's framing is relaxed and spacious. Nothing, not even the scene where Miles pours the contents of a spit bucket down his throat, comes off as unduly grotesque. Well, maybe that one does. But Giamatti is buoyant even when sodden, and Thomas Hayden Church has a marvelous etherized sense of entitlement, a spoiled optimism that's pure California. Sideways doesn't spell out the message that Miles and Jack have to get a handle on themselves and stop disappearing sideways into their respective addictions. But that message hangs in the air, the faintest soupçon of rot in an otherwise wondrous bouquet.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate.